I wrote on the board, keep the heart. I feel like the Lord's been talking to me today and, well, a couple of weeks ago, actually, also, about this thought about the heart. And I was thinking about a king in the Old Testament. His name was Uzziah. And he was a king for 52 years of Judah. And at the end of his kingship, he went into the temple to burn incense. And we know, if you've studied very much at all, that the Lord gave that to the priest to do in the Old Testament. And it was only for the priest to burn the incense. And when Uzziah went in to the temple to burn the incense, priest at that time, what was his name? Amaziah? The priest at that time with 80 other priests followed Uzziah into the temple, trying to persuade him, Uzziah, what are you doing? Why are you trying to burn incense when that is the priest's job? And, you know, I was thinking about this incident and what had happened and why. Why would Uzziah, a man, he was about 68 years old, why would he try to go into the temple and burn incense? And we know the rest of that story is that the Lord put leprosy upon him while he was in there trying to do this thing. And all of these priests trying to stop him. Uzziah, it does not pertain to you to do such a thing. Well, it was a great sin against God for somebody like that to come in and burn incense upon his altar. And I want to look at a few scriptures anyway pertaining to that. In 2 Chronicles 26 and 3, it says here, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And you know, the scripture goes on there, that chapter goes on to tell us about Uzziah's reign and how that God prospered him and how great he became as a king and how the Lord, everywhere he went against his enemies, the Lord prospered him. And so he knew God. He knew something about the Lord. He knew what it was to follow the Lord. In verse 13 of that chapter, it says, and it's speaking of his military might, and it says, and under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. And you know, I look at this picture and I see how God was blessing Uzziah. And how could a man like that, why would he want to burn incense upon the altar of God? And what would possess him to do such a thing? The next verse 16 tells us a little about Uzziah and why he did what he did. It says, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord. But to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord. This trespass Uzziah did put a stain on his name to this day. Uzziah was smitten of the Lord at that time because he transgressed against God. But what the problem really was, we read in the 16th chapter, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up. And it goes on to say, to his destruction. I want us to think a little bit about the heart tonight. This man clearly did the wrong he did. And he did it in the face of 81 priests. And just blatantly, boldly, in front of all of them, went in to burn incense in the Lord. I can hardly understand what could have gotten into his mind. But I will tell you what got into his mind. Pride. His heart got lifted up. And when his heart got lifted up, he began to do things that didn't appertain to him. He began to transgress God and not even fear him. And it wasn't unto his honor for that to happen. And I just want us to think about that little thought tonight, that the Lord wants, He wants to help us to, that our heart can be right, that we can make good decisions. And see how the Lord blessed Uzziah through his life and how God strengthened him. I wanted to read one more verse there before we quit in that place. Then Uzziah was wroth, or he was angry, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out because the Lord had smitten him. You know, tonight we have to keep our heart or we will do foolish things too. It doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. If we let our heart get defiled with something that isn't clear and right, this man's pride defiled him. Other people's lust defiles them. Other people's greed defiles them. All kinds of things defile people. We have to keep our heart pure. And there isn't anybody going to do that but us. Even God won't do that for us. He will prick us. He will talk to us. He'll try to stand in our way. He may even have a donkey talk to someone. He has before, but he won't make us. And in fact, when the donkey did talk to Balaam, he never turned around, did he? Because he had his heart wrong. And he kept on until he lost his soul. And I want to just reason with us tonight. Keep our heart right. Keep our heart in the place where God can help us not to make these kind of egregious errors. This kind of error, it just seems like, why would a 68-year-old king that had seen the blessings of the Lord upon his kingdom, why would he do such a thing? Because he let evil into his heart. And I want to encourage us tonight, if we let evil into our heart at any time in our life, when we're 75 years old, when we're 68 years old, you know the Lord will smite us there. He'll never allow us to do that. The scripture says, Proverbs 4 and 23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, we don't just do the things, 4 and 23, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, when we keep our heart diligently, that means we keep ourselves following God's ways. We keep ourselves tender to His ways. We keep ourselves wanting only to do His will. And you know, when we do that, God will show us His will. He will lead us to heaven. He will keep our path right. I've seen people do all kinds of things, and sometimes you wonder, why? Why would they do that? When they preach the gospel, why would they go out and marry into double marriage when the Bible clearly, so clearly says not to? Why do you do that? Because you get something in your heart besides the desire to do God's will. We get something in our heart to want something more than we want God, And then before long, we're justifying things that anybody in their right mind, 81 priests was withstanding Uzziah. Why would you do this, Uzziah? Don't do this. This won't be for your honor, Uzziah. But he went right on. Why? Because he had something in his heart that was wrong. And the Lord wants us to be the keepers of our heart. The Lord wants to keep our heart, but we have to give that to him. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the things that issue from our life. That's how they issue. We don't just do things randomly. We don't. We do them for a purpose. There's a reason we do the things that we do. And the Lord wants us to keep our heart. Be careful with it. Keep it diligently. Keep it carefully. Watch over it. Don't let it begin to do things and then say, well, that's just me. That's just a problem I got. That's just the way it is. No, the Lord tells us to keep it diligently. In Jeremiah 17 and 9 to 10, we see this scriptures here. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? One time I had a man quote this to me, a very religious man, a teacher in another movement. And he said, this is the problem right here. And he said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's our problem. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. But you know, the Lord tells us that he'll take that old stony heart out and give us a heart of flesh. And that's what he wants to do. The Lord wants to give us a heart that's not deceitful, a heart that's not desperately wicked. The Lord wants to give us a clean heart and a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? They shall see God. The Lord's given us a task to keep our heart with all diligence. Lord, teach us how to keep our heart. He said, I, the Lord, search the heart. The heart's deceitful. It's wicked, desperately wicked, above all things, it says. And the Lord said, I search it. I try the reins of it. I check it out to see what it's like. Because everybody in their own eyes is right. Everybody says they're okay in whatever sins they're doing, for whatever reason they proclaim. But the Lord said, I search the heart. I search it out. I try the reins. I figure it out. I know. You know, the Lord wants us to keep our heart. Don't let it go out after things that are not right. I quoted Proverbs 21 and 2. And there's two scriptures in Proverbs just like this. But it says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Do you know, this is one little area people will sacrifice a lot of times. Saul did that. He said, I brought all these animals home. I did all of this. We were going to sacrifice them to the Lord. We're going to give these to the Lord. And Samuel told him, obedience is better than sacrifice. That may not be word for word. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Well, how will we know then whether we're right or not? It's not rocket science. It's a humbling of our heart to only want the will of God and letting God have his way in our life. It's not something that we can't figure out. It's not something beyond us. But it is something that if we have a proud heart, if we have a stubborn heart, if we have a covetous or greedy heart, or if we have a heart that's lustful and unclean, we will justify things that are not right. And they will be right in our own eyes, but they won't be right in the eyes of God. So the Lord wants to work with us. He wants to give us a broken spirit. I thought about the scripture. A broken spirit and a contrite heart. You know what that is? That's a humble heart that only wants the will of God. That's all it wants. That's how we can test. I believe we can test ourselves with this. I only want the will of God. If we only want the will of God, I think we're pretty safe. if we have in our hearts, and all of us that are adults have seen it through the years, if we have in our hearts an ulterior motive, if we really want something real bad, our heart will lie to us. It'll tell us that's fine. It'll tell us that's okay. But the Lord wants to search our hearts. He wants us to be able to bear our souls and it be something that the Lord can look on and that other people could say is right. If we have to hide it in a closet, I know it's okay, but I know nobody else would think so. You know, that's a bad sign, isn't it? I was thinking about the three Hebrew children. Why did they have such a ready mind to answer the king? Why was it so easy when the king was so angry? And here they were in front of the multitudes, and there was this burning pit. And what did they say? Daniel 3 and 16. Then it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now we know the story. The king was angry. And he thought, well, I'll give these guys another chance because they didn't bow down the first time around. And so he said, now if you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and the psaltery and dulcimer and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? I want to tell you what was in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's heart. We're serving God. And that's all we're doing. If we burn, we burn. If we get killed, we get killed. If we get spoken to in front of all of these people, so be it. We're serving God. And so when it came their time to speak, it says Shadrach, verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We don't have to go back and talk together to think about what we're going to do, whether we're going to bow down or not to your image. Because we're not going to bow down. We're not careful to answer you. We're not going to come on our knees saying, surely he won't hear us. They said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, you know, I believe that there is a lot of people, and I'm guessing there was a lot of their people of Israel that probably bowed down at this time. And they said, I'll bow my knee, but I'll never bow in my heart. I know that's just an image. But what had God told them? Don't bow down before any graven images. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had it settled in their heart. I'm serving God. And so when the king gave all of this commandment, can you imagine? I wonder if they were shaking. I wonder, it would have been a pretty, it would have been quite a time to be standing there before maybe the greatest king on earth at the time. Nebuchadnezzar had a great kingdom and he had mighty power. And I can tell you, it was a dazzling sight with a 90-foot tall image there and all the bands and all the things going off. And these men on display. It was embarrassing too. But I will tell you what they said. We're not careful, King, because we got it settled in our heart. We're serving God. You know, tonight, let's settle it in our hearts. We're going to serve the Lord. I don't know what this is going to cost me. I don't know what it'll cost me to be honest here, but that's not the issue. It has nothing to do with the issue. I want to serve God, and so I'm going to give an honest answer. You know, tonight, settle it in our hearts. I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to do it His way. I want to be honest with people. I want to be clean in my life. I don't want to be taken up with things that are all around me and say, well, they know that I really don't like that, but yeah, I'll have to join in so I don't look so bad. Listen, the Lord wants us to cut a clear path for people, I believe. We do that by setting our heart fully to do only God's will. Set your heart to do only God's will. Lord, if you'll show me your will, and I know that's what I must do, I will do it. I don't care what it is. I will do it. And you know, when we settle it like that in our heart, it takes away lots of other battles because we don't have to battle them. We just have to wait till that time comes. And if it comes, it comes. And when it comes, we already know, I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to do those things because I want to serve God. Tonight, let your heart be settled. I want to serve God. I want to do it His way. I'm going to search His way out, and I'm going to live for Him. Not going to make room for my flesh. I'm not going to make room for the things that would defile and call it okay. In Matthew 15 and 17, Jesus gets very clear with us about the heart. Matthew 15 and 17. And he says, Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Now, that last verse kind of explains what is going on here. All through the chapter, we read early on in the chapter where some of the scribes and Pharisees came to Jesus and wanted to know why His disciples were transgressing the commandment by not washing before they ate. And Jesus told them, in fact, He told them in verse 7, He said, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." You know, tonight the Lord wants our heart to be very close to the heart of God. He doesn't want our lips to say praise the Lord, but our life, we allow things that we really know really don't please the Lord. What will happen is those things will take us a long ways from God, and He won't be able to bless our life. But if you want to live for God tonight, let your heart be softened. Let it be broken. Let it be contrite. Those words mean to be broken. They mean to be falling apart. That means our heart becomes soft and we take the will of God instead of our will. That's a soft heart. That's a broken heart. That's a contrite spirit where we allow God to have His way in our life. The Lord wants to do that for us. The things that come out of a man, out of the heart, proceed evil thoughts. Out of the heart proceed murders. That's what happens. And sometimes people cover it up with religion. They even will say, but you don't know what they did to me. I've had people say those kind of things, but you don't know. You don't know the offense that I've had. Well, you know, I don't. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't know all the offense, but I know one thing. Our heart better be clean. It better not be murdering people's reputation. It better not be murdering people's physical life. It better not be in those veins. Those aren't the Lord's ways. Adulteries, fornications, thefts. These things enter into people's heart, don't they? And that's why people do these things. False witness, blasphemy. Why do people bear false witness? Many times it's because they're in a circle that it's a circle that if they stay in there and they bear false witness for someone else, they get something in return. Maybe it's a position in the government. Maybe it's people bear false witness all the time today, don't they? It comes out of the heart. I want to look at James 3 and 14. These scriptures I consider to be key scriptures in our life for the Lord. The end of James, starting at 13 on, is a key element to build our lives by. He says here in verse 14, I'll start in 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. See, what James tells us here is, he says, if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, if you're angry and you always have to pick that fight, you always have to say those things, you know, that's striving, that's strife. The Lord wants us to own up to that. Lord, I see where I've got something there that maybe I didn't even know I had. I don't want to be that way. I want you to help me. I want you to heal me. I want you to forgive me. You know, the Lord wants it to be so. He wants our relationships to be blessed in life. But you know, if we have bitter envying and we see people with things we don't have, whether it's prestige, whether it's money, whether it's things, or whether it's whatever, there's lots of things people can envy. And they begin to strive with one another. You know, James said, don't lie against the truth. Look at it as truth is. If our heart wants to make peace, only peace, we love peace, we want to make peace, we strive to make peace, we long to make peace. You know, that's God's people. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. You know, did I quote that right? Blessed are the peacemakers in Matthew 5 there. You know, they what? Shall be called the children of God. I'm sorry. Blessed are the peacemakers. That's what the Lord wants to put into our heart. If we have a heart of strife, the Lord doesn't want us to lie against the truth. It's lying against our own soul is what it's doing. And the Lord wants our heart to be clean. He wants His people to be people of peace. He wants His people to be people that make peace. In their home they make peace. On the job they make peace. In the congregation they make peace. Among their relatives they make peace. Everywhere they go they're peacemakers. That's because it flows out of a heart of peace. God wants it to be so. He wants it to be so. And if we in our hearts have bitter envying or strife, it says bitter envying and strife, but if we have strife in our heart, I want to tell you something that happens. The same thing that happened to Uzziah will happen to us. It says here, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Clean our hearts of it. Make sure our heart is only one thing. I want to be pure in my heart. I want to love everybody. I appreciate the fact that my heart, I know I love everybody. There isn't anybody that I don't intensely love. I don't know anybody that I don't intensely love. The bitterest enemy to me, I want them to be saved. I pray for them. You know what? I thank God for that tonight. That's from God. I know that. But that's what He wants in our heart. That better be in our heart. Because He goes on to say, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. You know what I have found out? When a man is like Uzziah and his heart is lifted up in pride, that is not the only thing you will see. What came out was he began to do this awful deed. Try to burn incense in the temple, in God's altar. Try to burn incense in his house. When he knew it was against the commandments of God, only pride would make you do something like that. But he did that. I will tell you something else. If we have bitter envying and strife in our hearts, we will have other evil works too. Because they come right along after them. And we will find ourselves doing things and having to smart a little bit about what we did. I shouldn't have done that. But maybe we just covered over. They deserved it. They did it first. You know what? God's people are people with a heart full of peace. It's a heart full of the good things of God. It says, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Mark it in your heart and mark it down in your life and mark these scriptures in your Bible. There's every evil work that follows these things. But he says, the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Now, what's that talking about? That heart first has to have a pure attitude about it. Its intentions, its designs has to be pure. And then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know, when we see a little these things crop up, a little partiality, you know what? We ought to immediately say, Lord, help me. I don't want to be that way. Or we see some hypocrisy, a little bit of something that, hey, it's time for us to do business with the Lord. Lord, I don't want to be that kind of person. You know, we have to be the keeper of our heart. Keep your heart with diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. That's why people have hypocrisy, because they allow in their hearts and in their lives things that they know shouldn't be there. And after a while, it deceives them. I don't know how many years Uzziah lived away from the Lord and without his blessing on his kingdom before he did this evil thing. But it ruined him. From that point on, he had leprosy. And he had to go dwell in a house away from other people because God put his hand, put his mark against that thing. You know, tonight, the Lord wants to take us to heaven. And he wants to give us a pure heart to take us there. But the only way we can have that is for us to just be honest with God. Lord God, I want you to give me a pure heart. I want you to talk to me. I want you to have your way in my life. I don't want anything you don't want. And I'm not going to press for it either. And you know, when we begin to just humble in the Lord's hands, mellow in God's hands, let him have our life, let him have his way, you know, he'll take us to heaven. And he'll put some mighty good things in our heart. The Lord wants to take out the stony heart. He wants to put a heart of flesh in there. He wants to cleanse our heart. He wants to take that evil nature out. And he wants to put his nature in. God wants to do that for us. And it goes on to say, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Oh, I love that scripture. I'm not sure I've ever grasped the total depth of that scripture. But I will tell you, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And it brings forth more fruit. I will tell you, you want fruit of peace in your heart? You want to be able to lay down at night and not have to feel like I'm afraid if I don't wake up in the morning? You want to be able to have peace with other people? Have peace in your heart. And you'll find you'll be having peace with other people before long. The Lord wants to cleanse us and sanctify us. He wants to bless our hearts. He wants to take us to heaven. But he told us that blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. You know, God wants to do that for us tonight. Let's each one just, Lord, I just want to serve you. I just want to be clean. I just want to make sure my heart is settled in the things of God. I don't want anything that you don't want me to have. And you know, when we come to that place, everything falls in place after that, I believe. Amen.